This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run, I don't know, Liberty County or maybe Venice. I don't know where Mike's at. Hadn't talked to him in a while. Mike Jeffco, what's up, Captain?
Nothing much. Nothing but a big old shiny white moon this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't see no pick from you other than that hog. Did you kill that hog?
No, that was somebody else. But I just never saw a deer that met my fancy, you know?
I understand. I've known that feeling all season. So. No, I'm in Lubbock, Texas this morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. Y'all are going crane hunting.
Well, we done that yesterday. We're going to shoot them Canadians this morning, but yesterday was a battle. We had sustained 30 gusts in the 40 yesterday, and it made it interesting. And, them cranes just had to crawl to you.
Right.
You'd see cranes out there a couple hundred yards, and it'd be 2 or 3 minutes before they got to you. But then, once you pulled on them, they turned their butts in the wind. It's hard to kill them, shoot them in the butt.
It is, and they're out of range before you know it when they bank catch that wind, buddy.
I mean, it is amazing how quick them birds get. Big as they are, you think they're still right there, but they're not. They too far. But we scratched down a two-man limit. I mean, two birds per person. It was just tough.
What's the limit there? 3 per person?
Yeah.
Yeah. What size shot are shooting at them?
It's up to you. I mean, some guys shoot 4 shot at them.
But right.
I either shoot 2s or 3s. Shoot 2s yesterday.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people shoot 4s on them.
Right.
But when you put them in your lap, you know, and you're trying to shoot them in the
head. Well, yeah, you shoot them with anything.
Fours would be ideal. So, but there's no telling how many cranes we looked at yesterday. I mean, it was a constant, till 10 o'clock, it was a constant flow of birds, any direction you look. But it was just they was having to fight that wind, and then we was coming back to the lodge, and we drove 20 miles, and it was 11 o'clock then, or after 11. And it was solid Canadian geese, just flying right alongside the highway. And so I was talking to one of the guys, and he said, he ain't never seen geese like this out here. So always a lot, but he said it's actually, he was talking about they don't have enough water for them. So if we passed ponds there on the highway yesterday, I said, man, pond dried up, man. Do a double take. The guy I'm riding with, he said, no, I saw the geese sitting on that water. You can't see no water. It was.
There's that many on that water. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't start all getting cholera, man. We've seen that in the past in these drought years and all this geese take over these ponds and then cholera outbreaks and all that mess.
Yep. So, but no, if you need a guide in Venice, I tell you, you'd probably have to call him in Lubbock because them coon ass showed up for us yesterday.
Y'all are in full force over there?
Yeah, there's a guy, one of the captains down there. He's got a group of guides, which I know them all. Well, you know one of them, Bobby Warren, he's here. I just talked to Bobby a while ago. This place has got two buildings on the site. We're in one of them, they're in the other one. So, other than that, that's about it. Ain't no report on deer hunting. That's sure not this month. I talked to Texas' nephew yesterday. He said, he said, not till right at dark. He said, they don't sense getting up going in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. But, it, I mean, look at it. I mean, it's going down right now.
It's bright outside.
Yes, it is.
It was real bright when I got up about 3 o'clock.
Well, I'm sure it was.
I think.
But I was talking to Bobby last night. Isn't the river still green? He said he's never seen it green in January.
No.
It's green as a gorge, and they're stomping them trout. He said redfish a little tough. He said, you know, because they're so scattered out. But just you get a cold front through there. It don't last one day. Wad them up a little bit in some of them holes. But it's a crazy thing.
Now, can y'all shoot lead at those cranes? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Our guide yesterday, I heard his buck bellies, and when I heard him, he was on his call already, on his buck belly call. He said, anybody shooting lead? One person said, yeah, I am. He said, well, we get this then. So, because it don't matter, you know, there was 9 of us hunting yesterday, and you ain't more checky. If one guy's got lead, and you got them geese, he going to get ticked. Yeah, yep. And he's going to get ticked.
That's it. All you can have is cranes.
Yep.
Y'all shooting what, 12 gauges?
Yeah. No, I got one guy, as a matter of fact, goes. Chauffeuring me, he's shooting a 10 gauge. What is that gun, Donnie?
It's a Browning Gold.
It's a Browning Gold 10 gauge.
Yeah. That'll hammer him.
Yeah. Well, I told him yesterday when he told me about it. I said, man, I ain't seen no even shells for a 10 gauge. And he said, oh, you got to order them online, I guess.
Yeah. Stockpile them.
Yep. Yeah, shells are starting to loosen up a little bit. So.
Yeah.
All except them, deer.
Those dove thinned out a little bit down south.
And, you know, we were going to shoot them here yesterday, but you can't shoot them 40 mile an hour wind, so. Well, they wouldn't even fly.
Now. Well, you can try.
You can try. But we might try to shoot them this afternoon. We got a morning, a window this morning with no wind in it. Matter of fact, all day, I think.
I wonder when that front's going to hit here.
Oh, well, we got it yesterday. So we're going to have the winds back out the other direction tomorrow. So, and they're talking about gusting the 40 again tomorrow. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy. You know, we brush our blinds up here with our laydowns with tumbleweed, which is great. Other than they, you know, they're prickly, but it's easy. And I mean, when we stood up to go, the guy went to get the truck. He said, "Just pull the tumbleweeds off." Ain't worried about them. Said, "I mean, we pulled them off and they was gone. It's just an instant."
The old tumbleweeds.
Yep. doing that.
When you said that, it reminded me of that movie with Sam Elliott, Conniger.
Yeah.
Remember, she was tying poetry to tumbleweeds.
Yep.
That's a good one.
We was talking about him last night playing dominoes, and they was one of the guys said, "You watch Landman?" I said, "I've tried." I said, "I'll catch up on it," but he's on that now.
Yeah.
That bit, it's hilarious.
It is. Like a once-a-week soap opera.
Yeah. What the hell are we doing on all these red lights there? Jump driver?
GPS.
I'm telling you, GPS. Everybody out here. We went, it was about 30 miles from the lodge to where we're going to just stay. GPS straight to it. Come back.
Come back and what?
Come back with a totally different direction. I'm going. And I did. I had problems with mine twice. Coming up there. And then I talked to Bobby Warren, and he said the same thing. He had problems with his people up there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe that full moon will fight for it.
Everything's affected under full moon. Animals.
Yeah.
You know, blaming them, somebody did shoot a good big giant mature 9-point yesterday. You know, with that
really?
Big moon, yeah.
Yeah, well, them deer ought to be chasing, huh?
Oh, it's absolutely stupid. It was rock and roll, buddy. I saw some great buck fights. There was one 8-pointer that was on a doe, and he kept hiding in the brush and, you know, playing peekaboo with her and or with me, and he was a shooter. He was about 7 years old, and he was a nice 8-point. And another 8-point came in, tried to take his doe. Well, they locked up, and they ended up in the brush, and all I could hear was mesquite crackling and dust flying everywhere, and they went after it. Well, he came back out after that fight. The other deer disappeared, but he had broke off his left main beam and his right main beam G2.
Wow.
It was all broke up after that, so there went that pretty That's wreck up. On an 8-point.
Yeah, they got after it, dude.
Yeah, broke his, well, I don't know, he's probably, I don't know how long his main beams were, but they were nice, but he broke it all off, all the way up to his G3. Broke the whole end of it off.
Huh.
And Blaine saw, he had one deer on his hunt. He had Stephanie, and he was going to get her to shoot it, but it would never sit still long enough. And its eye was put out, its left eye, from fighting.
Wow.
And, a lot of chasing going on, and they're breeding all the, you know, the yearling does. The ones that have been kicked off, you know, they're the first ones to come in. And, well, every morning you'd get out and you'd see two or three bred does that had already been taken care of, and those bucks have moved on to fresh new ones. That's something how once they breed them, nobody else messes with them.
No, they just kick them to the curb and they're done.
That's it. Oh, well. Well, hey, I hope y'all have a good shoot today, man.
I hope so, too. I don't think there'll be no problems with the many geese down here. And our guide is a super guide that we're going with this morning. So.
Right. Well, that's good.
Well, anyhow, all right, man.
All right.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Turn the ground white.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venison Fishing this year.
832-338-9376. Catch them on rjhuntingvision.com.
All right. Doubles and triples every volley.
There you
All
go.
Right, buddy. See you, man.
Later.
All right. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat up in Lubbock. Crane and goose hunting. How about that? It's that time of year. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, James. How's it going, man?
What's up, Mick?
Not a lot, brother. Not a lot. Back in action.
None. Sitting here in South Texas.
Oh, you still down there?
No, I came home.
And then you went back.
Yeah. Well, I was here. Well, I mean, I didn't leave Christmas Day. Man, I was so tired. I'd been up like 24 hours. I told cameras, man, I ain't going
nowhere. Good Lord.
Well, I fished. And then, we had a deal, cook some steaks. David Carroll sent me some steaks for Christmas.
Yeah.
We cooked them steaks for my birthday. And then, I got to go to midnight mass. So we just stayed up. I got home about 2 o'clock. I said, man, I've been up since 3 o'clock. I ain't going nowhere.
No.
So we left Friday, and we hunted Friday, Saturday, hunted Sunday morning. Then Cameron had to go back to work. I had to go back to work. And I wasn't coming back, man. My shoulder hurt so bad trying to shoot. And then I got frustrated. And I said, man, I'm done. And got feeling a bit better. I worked on it all week. And let's go back. When that front came, just what you said, I mean, this place has always got birds, Mickey, but, you know, last year was like trying to compare dove hunting to fishing in 1983.
Sure.
Like Argentina. And it was still good, but you had to hunt. I mean, you had to work at it. The
right.
Birds ain't all over the ranch. And then what you said, so we leave, and that front comes in. It blew all the water out. Well, you were still down here. And Kenny and them, they didn't hunt Monday morning when the front hit. And he sent me a video Monday afternoon, buddy. They absolutely
showed up, didn't they?
And this place borders. We got sesame seed fields that border on, I don't even know what side it is. I guess the east side. It don't matter. But, you know, next to us. And one field was still standing, and me and Kenny were talking, man, I don't know why they ain't cut that yet. And hell, I'm on the way home. He called me, said, hey, can't believe this, man. They're cutting that sesame seed field. And they say, and I ain't no farmer, I don't know, but, you know, they got it wired up to where, you know, there's not but like a 5% waste.
Right.
You know, the way they, you know, with the combine and stuff. And I said, man, I don't know about that, buddy, because whatever they left on the ground, you can't stick another dove down here right now.
Looks like the ground's moving.
You can't stick another one in there, man. And actually, the morning hunting has really been better, but it was good yesterday afternoon. And I actually felt all right. I mean, I ain't healed yet. It's going on like 7 weeks, man, but a lot better. A lot better. I mean, it got so bad that I wouldn't have stayed. I don't care how many doves was here. I couldn't even shot no more. One afternoon, I just quit. I said, man, I'm just shooting to be shooting. I just quit.
Yeah.
But anyway, but it was really good yesterday.
Well, good. Glad to hear that.
Well, Cameron, he's there. The boat's in the yard, and then he leaves to go to Costa Rica, so this is his last hunt. And I don't know if I'll come back or not. Probably. I say I won't, but I'll probably come back. But, yeah, that front bought a bunch of birds. But that's what I was telling Kenny, you know, like last year. We've been on this ranch for over 25 years, and I've never seen doves like that. Never. He said, well, I think that 1 year. I said, no, dude, not 1 year, not never. We ain't
no comparison.
Like that. No. Hell no.
Well, it's like Blaine this year. He said he'd been down there, 40-something years, and he'd never seen them like they were this year, you know, in that early season.
But when you were there, though, you watched them birds come in, though, huh, that Monday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was different night and day. I mean, there were still, you know, huntable numbers of birds before that, but then, you know, it replenished big time after that front.
Yeah, no doubt. Same deal here. I mean, you know, you had to be able to shoot, and you had to hunt. I mean, it's like, you know, you better not be standing out there in a white T-shirt and standing by the buggy. I mean, and Mojos, go ahead and put them up. Just put them up in the truck.
They weren't working good?
No. And I move around so much, but man, they piled in that sesame seed field yesterday. Like, gosh, dog, they came from everywhere.
Swarms.
It was crazy. So, but it's pretty damn, it's kind of cool. I didn't bring no cold weather stuff, and it's kind of cool down here this morning.
We got that front coming through today.
What time is it coming?
Sometime this morning, they're saying. Jeffcoat, I was just talking to him, and he's up there in Lubbock, and they fought them 40-mile-an-hour winds out of that front, you know, crane hunting yesterday. That was fun, shooting them sand hills and that.
I bet it was. Shooting anything in a 40-mile-an-hour wind ain't no good.
But it's calmer this morning. They're goose hunting this morning.
Yeah, well, there's no wind here right now. And then I went, what day? I fished one day, New Year's Eve, and it was still good fishing, Mickey. I mean, we didn't go till 10:30. Craig had to take somebody to the airport, and I said, that's fine. I mean, it's going to be cold anyway, but it really didn't get that cold, and the water temperature really didn't drop as much as I thought.
Right.
You know, as low as that tide was, I said, man, that water be low, and hell, I think when I come in, it was like 58 degrees.
Right.
But you could tell we was on a boat. It was just me and Craig. We caught, man, I think we caught 15. Mm-hmm. They don't tell how many we missed, how many bites. I told him, I said, you can just tell we missed them. You know, there might have been a little bite this morning, but we was in a bunch of fish. And nice ones. It was good fishing. We just sit there and told stories and just, you know, every now and then you'd fire them up. You'd get two or three, four or five bites, and you wouldn't get nothing for 30 minutes, and they'd fire up again. But it was pretty good, and I fished Christmas Eve, and it was good. I mean, you were going to roll out there and catch 40, but, you know, catch 20 fish. You know, not terrible, not great, but not terrible.
Good enough. Good enough.
It was good enough. We had a good time. So I'm going to do this, and then I don't think I got much going on about the middle of January.
Yeah, everybody's slow right now. It's just time of year, man.
Well, I don't I don't do nothing. I don't even. I don't start. I even take about 10 days. I don't do nothing. These kids that fish with me, they went to Port Mansfield. First time they ever been down there.
Right.
Christian Jennings and his brother. They went with a buddy of them, and he said, "Well, we're catching some fish, but." He said, "Man, there's a lot of boats down here." I said, "Yeah, yep.
it's crowded down there."
And I said, "That's why I don't go." He said, "Man, will you take us back down here?" And I said, "Nope."
Oh, no,
come
thanks.
On, man. I said, nah, so I ain't. I'm gonna drive 8 hours to fish with half the city of Houston and San Antonio. No, I ain't going. I think they caught one nice fish, and I think they caught some fish. I don't think it was terrible. But, man, there's a lot of boats down here.
Well, everybody likes going down there this time of year. Man, that water's so crystal clear and beautiful. And, you know, some of the photos I've seen and videos of people I know fishing down there send me stuff. And
well, that's the deal. Pretty. Everybody, you know, it ain't like the old days. These kids now... It ain't nothing to fire that truck up, snatch on there, and go 8 hours. It's like going through the grocery store.
Exactly.
So everybody does it. But, you know, I fish down there. I'm by no means no expert in Port Mansfield, but it's pretty easy, man. It's like them kids were telling me, man, if it looks like there's fish somewhere, there's fish somewhere. I said, yeah, that's why a lot of people go down there. There's no doubt it's a really great fishery. They got big fish. But it's easy. It ain't like fishing in Galveston, Texas. It's easy. But that place gets real small real fast, buddy.
It does.
I promise you. You know that. Real small. So they got some big ones down there. There ain't no doubt about it. Somebody, as many people down there doing it right, stomping around down there. That's why you see them numbers of big fish, but it's also one of them deals, and you know, there'll be five or six people fishing, or, you know, a guide, four people, five of them, and they're just catching fish, and then somebody will catch a big one, then we got to slow-mo it, we got to weigh it, do all that, you know, and make it like, man, you better kill your dog, sell your house, you better get down here. In reality, it's, you know, it's not that good. It ain't like 200-inch deer hopping around on every blind, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's with anything. It just, you hope it's that way for everybody, but, you know, when you got that many people fishing, somebody's going to run into a big one.
Somebody's going to run into a big one. That's, you know,
just like, you know, in tournaments, somebody's going to win every time.
Somebody's going to walk into them, buddy.
That's it.
But that's not in reality of how it, you know, how it really is. You know, it's really kind of hard. Kenny took the landowner's wife. He took her deer hunting. They've been hunting a couple of deer. And Kenny said she missed it. He said the biggest deer he's ever seen in South Texas yesterday afternoon.
Wow, she missed it.
Yeah, Kenny said he'd have shot him. He said he would have shot him. He said he's a good one. But I think she missed it.
Oh.
So I think he's going to go back and take her to hunt that deer, but I don't know if you're going to see anything this morning, man. That moon, hey, did that moon come up yesterday afternoon? The sun was going down.
Yeah, that was cool. That, one of the best fishing trips I ever had was in February or March one year. Full moon rising and sunsetting. Boy, they lit off like nobody's business. Big
trout. That's big time, ain't it? I like that.
Oh, it don't get any better, man.
I guess it was the full moon yesterday, huh?
Last night was the first full moon. We got one more tonight.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Two of them at 99%. Let me take care of this break, James. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 534. All right, James, we're back, man.
All right, man. Yeah, I got the look, and I showed Cameron, I said, look where my bruise is on my shoulder. You ain't never going to hit nothing like this.
You weren't getting your gun up in the right spot, were you?
No, you couldn't extend my arm. You know, I could cast. I could even hit a golf ball, but to extend your arm out with any kind of weight on it or something – and right. It would, you know, subconsciously, it hurt. So
how did you mess your shoulder up?
I fell getting in my boat.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, I went down. I fell about 8 foot.
Oh,
I hit
Lord.
The port side of the boat. Well, I did it about 18 years ago. I fell out of a boat, and I did the same thing. I fell onto the concrete, but I stuck my arm out. I guess subconsciously, I didn't. When I hit, I kind of had my arms folded in, and it ain't been too friendly, man. And I wasn't even sure I could shoot, but it got a lot better. I worked, you know, Ken, my guy that fished with me, owns Hank's Gym. He gave me some bands and some exercises to do, and it's a lot better. But like one afternoon, I just quit. I just quit. I mean, it hurts too bad, and I'm just wasting time.
Well, you're not going to hit anything anyway if you're flinching, knowing it's going to hurt when you pull the trigger, man.
Hell no. You can't, you know, like you said, you ain't throwing your gun up. My head.
Mind over matter, and your mind won't let you do it, man.
It won't. Then Sunday, we're getting ready to go home, and I'm trying to kill my 15 birds. And then I got mad. Then I just pushed through it, and, it wasn't friendly. So I killed that last bird. I told Cameron, so let's go home, man. Done. You know, it was bad enough to where it wasn't fun.
Well, I got lucky with my left shoulder. Remember that freeze in 2021?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, I pulled in to gas up my truck, and when I got out, there was ice all, you know, around the pump and everything and on the ground, and I got out real easy, and I put the nozzle in and then jumped back in the truck. Well, when I got out the second time, we got a man down over here. Boy, I mean, my feet went out, and my elbow and the back of my arm hit my running board on my truck. And I didn't think much about it. I didn't, You know, it hurt my pride more than anything. That woman that was gassing up next to me, I was, Sonny, you all right? And I, yeah, I think so. I'm good. So I got up and finished gassing up, and boy, I thought, uh-oh, I don't want to be
good.
This is not good. But I started doing these exercises. I'd get up by the wall, and I'd put my hand, and it, luckily it was my left shoulder, but I'd put my hand on the wall and crawl it like a spider up and go as far as I could, you know, till the pain got unbearable, and I'd just keep doing that every day. But it took about, it took almost a year for that to heal up and get better to where I can use it. I'm mobile with it now.
Yeah, when you told me that, you were telling me that story, I'm like, man, I don't, I got a
lucky
year.
Well, in 2021, I still had enough muscle tissue around everything to keep from destroying anything.
But, yeah, well, that's like, you know, I did it like 18 years ago, and it was about 20 days to where, you know, it was,
yeah,
it was better.
Well, 18 years ago, you were
yeah, I'm a lot younger.
World. Yeah, you get over things a lot easier.
This has been a process, man. I'm like, dude, this ain't no good. But, it, you know, it's same deal. My guy was talking to me. And I, of course, ain't blaming him. I blame myself. But, you know, I was about half distracted. So I'm talking to him. I step, and the next step I missed. And I knew right then, I said, man, this ain't going to be good. And I hit, and I said, man, first I had to check, make sure I ain't dead. And and what Douglas said, he said that shoulder probably popped out. And then as soon as I moved it, it went back in. I never hit Joseph. Man, are you okay? And I said, no, dude, I don't think I'm okay. I don't think it's good at all.
That's what that woman said. Son, are you okay? I said, well, nothing hurts right now. Let's see if I can just get up on this ice. That's harder to do than you think when you're laying on ice and then you're trying to get up, nothing to grab onto.
Oh, that's terrible. You done fell now.
That was embarrassing, man.
That's terrible. No, man. But, no, I don't know, man. It's beautiful down here. It'd be nice this morning. There's not even any moisture in the air. But, dude, I mean, I know you saw the same thing. It is some kind of dry in South Texas.
Yeah, it is. Like, real dry.
Did y'all have, like, a dust storm when that front hit?
Yeah, we actually had just enough rain that morning. It barely wet the steps down on the porch, but it was just enough to kind of slow it down. But I don't know, about 8 o'clock when I was sitting in the stand, you could see these look like waves on the sender of the sand moving with the wind. Hey, it was gusting to 41.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going, man. You know, and when I missed my dream 8-point buck was in a wind like that in the front, same kind of setup, and I'm glad I didn't see anything to shoot. I had too much bullet drift, I guess, in that, you know, those gusty winds that time. Well, that's what I'm blaming on, because I usually don't miss, man. So,
hey, that wind will blow stuff around. It's just like, you know, it's like shooting a shotgun, man. Yesterday, those birds were coming. When they come out of that field, they was coming with the wind.
Oh,
buddy,
man,
you better be on
supersonic.
It.
Yeah, leaping like shooting, 20 feet.
I was shooting my 28. I you know, I put them chokes in there. You know me, I don't take care of nothing. I ain't never took them out. So I'm shooting modified over improved. Man, just afternoon, I was killing everything on the second shot.
That's all I shoot is modified or full chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted, Mickey, but I don't think I could ever get those chokes out of there now.
Really?
Actually, I don't even know where the little – no, I never put no oil on them. I don't even know where the little tool is to get them out. But I like to shoot, you know, full over modified.
What are you shooting, an over and under?
Yeah, that's a 28 gauge. I don't shoot
that's
my 12 very often.
That's what I got, man. I got modified and full.
Yeah, that's what I need. I got improved. But, you know,
if you get those choke tubes out before you put them back in,
yeah,
get you some Never Seize and put it on those threads.
That's what I should have done.
and run it in there, and they'll never seize up.
That's what I should have done, Mickey. I put them in there when it was new, and I don't even know where all the stuff is. I guess I got it at home, but I don't think there's no way. And then, you know, my 101 is so old, it's modified over improved, but
you got a Ruger Red?
Huh?
Is that a Ruger Red?
No, it's a old Winchester 101.
Oh, okay.
My 12 gauge. And I talked to Briley about it, and for some reason, I guess it's so old that you can't even put choke tubes in it. Let me back up. You can put some in there, but it's those kind that extend out from the barrel.
Right.
And I don't like that. So it is just what it is. There's no telling. I bought that 101 used, and whoever had it, because I shoot left-handed, whoever had it straightened so it was, you know, for a left-handed shooter.
Right.
But I wanted to put them choke tubes in there, but I don't shoot it much anymore. It's got to be
I didn't know
really,
you were
really
left-eye
windy.
Dominant.
Oh, man, I'm stupid. I write right-handed.
That's what's wrong. That's why you can't ever catch anything, man.
That's why I can't fish. I can't do anything. I write right-handed. But I could bat either hand. I mean, I'm kind of messed up.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, but it was my right shoulder that I hit. Now, them first, man, the next day I had to run my trip the next day, and there was no cast. And I tried a few times, but it was terrible. I didn't even do nothing. And then, you know, three or four trips past that, I threw left-handed. But it still wasn't no good.
So it's your right shoulder. So the problem you're having is when you throw the gun up, you're extending that arm and that shoulder out.
100%.
And putting it in a bind. I can see that, man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the shotgun recoil wouldn't hurt it as bad as doing that, man.
No, it would, Mickey. It's just extending that arm. So what I was doing, I'm just throwing a gun up there just stupid, just like wide herb, like a kid shoots a BB gun. And the first day wasn't terrible, but that afternoon after shooting in the morning, I'm like, man, I can't even do this. This ain't no good. Man, a lot better yesterday. No, I don't shoot my 12 gauge very often anymore. I started shooting that 28 about 10 years ago, and that's about all I shoot.
Yeah, now I'm getting older. I need to start thinking about shooting something light. I don't know. I just they don't bother me yet, my 12 gauges, but it now my over and under, it's got a little bite to it, especially with duck loads in it, 3-inch mags. But
that'd get your attention.
I just break out the old Browning humpback and hardly any recoil. It's good,
yeah,
good
see,
old duck gun,
it,
man.
Even that 28, I'm shooting in, I don't even really know how to, I've been shooting them, I don't know, maybe about 3 years now or two for sure. Bugatti, I don't even know how to say the name. I buy them in Huntsville at a place called Abel's.
Right.
And I'm still sending them at 1,300 feet per second.
Yeah.
And I think those, I'm shooting 1330s in my 12. That's what Cameron's shooting. But them old birds late in the season, you know, them old big northern birds, they got a lot of feathers, man. You got them.
Yeah, the old long-tailed northern birds. That's what I saw a lot of coming into Blaine's with that last front, man.
For sure. But if you're on with the 28, I mean, you can smoke them, but you got to be on. They're just, you know, just
well,
not
it's
as
all the same velocity and everything. It's just less shot. You know,
100%.
You just got to tighten up, brother. Tighten it
you
up.
You got to dial in, baby.
Dial in. When you're on, you can shoot a 410, never miss. That's the way it
works.
That's
right.
All right, brother. Well, James, happy belated birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. 2026, let's see what this year brings for us.
We made us another one, brother.
Made another one. A lot of fish are going to die.
Damn glad to be making one. Hey, do the Texans play today or tomorrow?
Yeah,
dude?
The Texans play today, right? Don't they, Jace? Jace is the man when I need sports information. Do they?
Actually,
yeah.
So,
oh, they play tomorrow. Okay. We got some Saturday games, though. I'll have to check it out.
We do. That's why I was asking you. I wasn't sure.
I had
Hi, buddy.
Schedule. All right, brother. We'll throw a number out. Somebody wants to come down and go to the bottom with you.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Hey, have a good one, man.
You too, buddy. Always appreciate it.
All right, dog. All right. Let's jump the bridge. Let's go over to Offutt's Bayou now and check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, Happy New Year, and what is up?
What's up, buddy? Happy New Year, man.
Well, tell me some lies, man. Y'all been catching some fish?
Well, I got some lies for you. let's see, man. Last week was cool. We took advantage of that weather window, that beautiful weather window.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Oh, man, beautiful, beautiful sunset to end out 2025. We went, we did our swordfish thing for about, we fished for those silly things for about 5 or 6 hours and didn't get a tap, man. Fished it every which way you could imagine.
Right.
I got so frustrated. I got a you know, you drift over these canyons, and every time we catch one, I marked that spot, you know, sure, on the GPS. So I kind of building confidence in a spot and kind of see, okay, drift here to here. But anyway, so there's this one canyon where we've pulled 5 or 6 out of, you know, within about 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so frustrated after sitting there for 4 or 5 hours. I said, oh, heck no. We reeled up everything after the third drift, and I put the trolling motor down over this canyon. And I just sat there in one spot praying that, you know, we could get one right in the middle of that canyon. It didn't pan out. So plan B, man, we rolled over to a rig out there and ended up catching a tuna, which was really cool. On a troll, we put out a spread of ballyhoo and Nomad divers. And then sure enough, we got us about a 65-pound wahoo. So.
Oh, cool.
It was
bonus fish.
It was real cool. Yeah, good fish, man. And, of course, it was the last day of that, you know, federal. They opened up the snapper season for that last, you know, couple weeks. So we caught our snappers and caught a couple barracudas in the mix, you know, while we were wahoo fishing around that rig. And it was cool, man. I had a really good group. We had a good time out there. And, but other than that, man, it has been a tough, man, the last 2 or 3 days inshore.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with low tides. We've been dealing with crazy weather, you know, and it's been a tough bite these last couple of days for sure.
Well,
for
that's
sure,
part
for
of
sure.
It. It is January. Anybody
catching any flounder still
popping a few flounder?
We're catching a few. I'm on a flounder trip this morning, so I'll have a real good report for you next time we talk. But, man, I mean, I think Shane finished off the year when we were offshore on the 31st. They caught a couple of real nice studs on the 31st. But as far as the last 2 days, it's definitely been a grind, man. And it's super windy this morning. I mean, it's ripping.
Yeah, what is it, still kind of west-southwest down there?
I think so. Yep, I think so. It,
man,
it just looks so bad I didn't look at
morning.
It. That temperature dropped pretty good. You know, overnight it's a little bit chillier than it was last night. But, yeah, right now I've got, I mean, wind gust into the, yeah, west-southwest at 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing.
But it was, you know, at midnight, it was blowing gusting 27,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Yeah, well,
it'll
it was
be
pretty
interesting
windy when I went to bed last night.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, brother, we're blessed, man. We're, I mean, we're itching to get back out there and give it a go this morning. And, you know, that's all you can do is get out there and stay positive and hope that the fish cooperate, you know.
I'm with you, man. That's the name of the game. Yeah,
that
it's
is,
pretty
man.
Much west-southwest across the board ahead of this front. Can you believe how warm it got yesterday?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It always does before a cold front.
It's interesting, man. When's that front?
Sometime this morning.
I hope not.
Well, that's the rumor.
Oh, my God.
Morning cold front is all my weather apps are showing here. It's not telling me what time. It says morning cold front.
I think, Mickey, looking back at the wind, I think it came in at midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, because what I'm seeing by 9 a.m., it drops down to, like, super low teens on the wind side. So I think that little cold front has pushed through last night.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I hope I'm not wrong.
Well...
Hey, I'll let you know in a couple of hours, you know. I'll send you a photo of, you know, me looking like a crazy saltwater cowboy running away from something. But, no, well,
there's no moisture with it, so you can't track the line with, you know, a leading edge of moisture. So, it's a dry one.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, man. That's a good thing. We'll take a dry little front. Man, it'll light up, you know. Maybe
my
light up in Florida.
Down south, they could use some rain down there. It is powder dry down south, man. I just got back. It's terrible.
You get anything while you were down there? You
got
were hunting,
got
huh?
a couple of bucks. Nothing, you know, not anything, any Kodak moment bucks, but they were culls that needed to be shot. They were older deer that are not going to mount anything, and customers aren't going to pay money to shoot those, so. Blame depends on guys like us to do it. I'm not proud.
Well,
they all eat the same.
That's super fun. Heck,
especially
yeah, they
after
do.
Belleville gets through with them, they're excellent.
Yeah, that's right, dude. We went up for Christmas. My family has some land up in Goldwith. I don't know, somewhere way up in Texas. Boy, we sat in the stand for I don't know a couple hours. I'm not a big hunter, but. I got to tell you, man, I was like, this is cool, you know. It's pitch black. You're waiting for that sun to come out. Mm-hmm. The heart rate's flowing, you know. And anyway, look, make a long story short, I know we're about to be over. But we didn't kill – okay, I didn't kill a buck. I didn't kill anything. I didn't see anything, okay. I saw a squirrel. I saw maybe a half a jackrabbit run by. And then we get in the car after about 2 days to come home, and I counted 68 deer in the first hour that we drove by, you know, in the middle of the night coming home. I said, there is no way. No. I was angry. I said,
right,
maybe I'm
buddy.
Not, this hunting thing ain't for me. All right, brother.
Well, look, man, throw them out some info. Day, somebody wants to reach out to Outcast Charters and come down and get with it, man.
Come on with it, man. We'd be happy to have you guys. On-site lodging up to 18 people, man. Come throw an event down here at Bayside Event Center. And you could Google us at Outcast Charters. Galveston will pop right up. Would love to have you, your family, your coworkers, you name it. Load them up. Come down. Let's go make some memories.
That'll work. All right, Sharky.
All right, brother.
Have a good day, man.
You too, buddy. Great to talk to you again, Mickey. And Happy
Same
New Year
here.
To you. We'll talk to you on Thursday, brother.
You got it. See you, man.
See you, buddy.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. National Anthem. All that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.